The Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Beis brings down the Mishnah in Daf Mem Hey that on Hoshana Rabba Miyad Tinaika Shem Tenes Lulavayin Va'eichlem Esregim, that the Rashi explains that the Gedolim would take the Esregim of the Ketanim on Hoshana Rabba after they finished doing the mitzvah and they would eat them. That's how Rashi explains it in Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph and on Mem Vav as well. The Miyad Tinaikis means that the Gedolim would take it from the hands of the Tinaikis and they would eat their Esregim. Rashi brings down another pshat. Some learned that Miyad Tinaikis doesn't mean that the Gedolim would take it from the hands of the Ketanim, but rather it means Miyad, immediately, Tinaikis, immediately after they finish the mitzvah, the Tinaikis would be Shamtin as Lulavayim, they would drop their Lulavim and their Esreg, and it's not going on the Gedolim taking it from them, but they themselves would drop their Lulav and Esreg after they finish the mitzvah. And Rashi brings a raya to the first pshat against the second pshat from a Medrash. The Medrash brings down a Maisa b'chassad achad, a public Maisa, when there was a chassad achad that gave a dinar to an ani, gave tztaka. And he his wife was upset at him that he was giving away so much money to tzedakah, so he ran away. And he didn't have any parnasa, he didn't have any money. He wasn't able to make a living because he was away from home, and he was afraid to come back home. So what did he do? So he went on Hoshana Rabbah, and it says, v'shamat the esregim yad ha-tinaikis. He took the esregim from all the tinaikis after they finished doing the mitzvah, k'ritznan, like the Mishnah says, miyad ha-tinaikis shamtim esregim. So he took their esregim, and then he went on a sfina, he went to a certain country where the melech was sick, and he needed a esregim to heal himself, and he found out that this guy has a esregim. He bought it for a lot of money, and this guy made a lot of money. He got his parnasa, and he was able to go back home. That's the Maisa part of the Medrash, and Rashi is trying to prove from this Maisa that you see that the Medrash understands that Miyad Tinaikis Shemten is like Rashi understood it, that the Gadol took it from the Ketanim, like is what happened in that Maisa, and not the other pshat. So Adkan is the Maisa, the way Rashi brings it down. But what I want to be aiming on over here is, what's the pshat in this Maisa? This guy needed Parnassah, he didn't have Parnassah, and somehow the Ashkacha was Nisabav that he should get his Parnassah, but Dafka through an Esreg. I don't know if he knew this when he did it, or that was the Hashkacha, but what's the pshat, Haloi Davarhu, that his Parnassah came in a miraculous way, Dafka through an Esreg? About it's not a mikra, it's not a coincidence, that when a person is in a Kaishir Parnassah, Esreg Badafka is the Davar that brings about the Parnassah. What is the reason for that? And I think that the pshat could be like this. We know that the whole Indian of needing Parnassah, the fact that we have to work for a living, comes as a result of the chet of Eitz Hadas. That came as a result of the chet. So the chet of Eitz Hadas is what brought about the need for parnasa. So if a person wants to be able to have parnasa at ease, he has to be Isaac in the tikkun of the chet. The more you're misak in the chet of Eitz Hadas, the more you're able to have parnasa. And it's to do with the matter says, according to one Mandamar, the Eitz Hadas was an esreg. Eitz Hadas esreg haya. So being that the Kilkel of Eitz Hadas came from an achila of an esrog shalikadin, eating it improperly, eating it too early, so the tikkun of the chet would be to be eichel the esrog kedin, to eat it in the proper manner, the proper way. Mimele, when this chassid achad made sure to eat the esrog not before Hoshana Rabbah, when it's muktzah mitzvah, but he waited midafka to Hoshana Rabbah, as soon as the mitzvah is over, then it becomes mutter ba'achila. By doing that, there is in a certain bechina, in a certain element, there is a tikkun of the chet of Eitz Hadas, and therefore the Esreg itself is able to bring his Parnassah brought about. There was a certain bittul of the klala for him, and he was able to have his Parnassah. And befrat that the, as the Sfarim say, that the inyan of the Chet Eitz Hadas was that they ate it too early. If they would have waited till Shabbos, then it would be mutter for them to eat it, according to what's brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. So it was an achila too early before the Zman. So over here, when the Bedafka made sure to wait to the proper Zman, not to eat it before Hoshana Rabbah, but to eat it on Hoshana Rabbah once the Samuksa goes off, according to certain Shitas, that was a tikkun of the Chet. And befrat the Chet came about through the Isha. Isha Shinasati Mani, over here the whole Maisa came about through the Isha being upset at him giving away the money, so the tikkun was to be Eichel Kedin, and Mimela the Esrog brought about the Parnassah. And Stama, that's also the Pshat in the Minig, there's a Minig brought down in Kama Kama Svarim, that if an Isha wants to have a easy birth, she shouldn't have the pains of Leda, of childbirth, she should eat the Esrog on Hoshana Rabbah. That's what's brought down in Kama Svarim. So what's the Pshat in this Minig? It's the same thing. It about the whole Indian of Tsar of Leda. Tsar Leda came from the Chet of Eitz Hadas, but Eitz of Tildi Banim was a result of the Chet. So the way to be Misakin that is to, the Chet came about through the Achila, the Esrog Shalikadin, eating it too early. So now if she eats it, she waits to eat it at the proper time, not too early, but she waits till Hoshana Rabbah as soon as the Issa Muksa goes off, according to certain Shitas. That in a certain way is a tikkun of the Chet that removes the Klala of Eitz of Tildi Banim. Mimela, she's able to be Zaycha to a easy Leda.